February's Living in Brisbane is bursting with great ideas for making the most of life in our beautiful city. Brisbane's favourite summertime swim continues, with entry to our 22 pools for only $2 until the 28th of February. Learn about our historic Sherwood Arboretum, which was officially opened 100 years ago this March. Share the library love, the 14th of February, and join in some special events celebrating libraries and the people who work in them. And stay up to date with how we're working to build better roads and improve public transport. All this and more in this month's Living in Brisbane.
Hi, Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner here. We can't prevent wild weather in Brisbane, but being prepared can make all the difference. We've had an unseasonably wet November and December, and when the ground is saturated, the possibility of flash flooding increases. February is typically Brisbane's wettest month, and we can't be complacent when it comes to preparing our homes. I encourage everyone to register for the free Brisbane Severe Weather Alerts and collect free sandbags at our five depots across Darra, Morningside, Newmarket, Zilmere and Lota, so you can be ready for whatever comes next. We'll continue to prepare our city for weather events all year round so that residents can stay safer in our suburbs.
Our $2 Summer Dips program wraps up on the 28th of February, so now is the perfect time to check out Council's cool pools. Why not visit a pool you haven't been to before? Find your new favourite lap swimming pool at Yeronga Park Memorial Swimming Pool or the Valley Pool. Splash the day away at Langlands Park Memorial Pool, Stones Corner or Acacia Ridge Leisure Centre water play areas. Take a step back in time at Spring Hill Bath's historic indoor pool. Visit our website to find the perfect pool for you. $2 summer dips, terms and conditions apply.
Happy anniversary to the Sherwood Arboretum. The Arboretum was officially opened on World Forestry Day on the 21st of March 1925 to house and preserve Australian native trees. It features accessible paths, picnic areas, barbecues and taps, a river boardwalk and pontoon, toilets and car parking. There's also an upgraded nature-inspired play area under the fig trees. Join the centenary celebrations on Sunday, the 23rd of March. Visit our website and search Sherwood Arboretum for more information.
This year, Brisbane will experience the largest uplift to our bus network in over a decade. We're introducing Brisbane's new bus network that will be complemented by Brisbane's metro services. This is all part of our plan to deliver more connected and reliable public transport, getting you where you need to go at the times you want to travel. Brisbane Metro is here to stay, with the Metro 2 service now operating between UQ Lakes and the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital. Go to our website to learn more about what Brisbane's new bus network means for you.
The finish line is in sight for upgrade works on one of the busiest road corridors in the western suburbs. We've been putting the finishing touches on the Moggill Road Corridor upgrade project, including installing new curbs and pavement, road asphalting and landscaping. Traffic is flowing freely along Moggill Road, with the new overpass helping traffic from Coonan Street merge more efficiently and safely. New pathways and pedestrian signals have increased safety for people walking, riding or scooting through Indooroopilly. It's all part of our commitment to building better roads to get you home sooner and safer.
Since opening last December, Kangaroo Point Bridge has quickly become one of Brisbane's well-loved icons. Residents and visitors made the most of this spectacular addition to our city over the summer. The 460-metre-long bridge has made it easier and quicker than ever to walk or ride between Kangaroo Point, inner east suburbs and the CBD. The bridge also provides stunning views of the river and city skyline. Stay tuned for news about opening dates for the bridge's two unique dining venues, Stilts Dining and Mulga Bill's.
Reconnect with nature at events and activities at Brisbane's three environment centres. Whether it's a guided walk, yoga session, nature journaling or bush kindy, there's something for everyone. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Environment Centres for details.
On the 14th of February, lovers of libraries unite to celebrate the role that libraries and the people who work in them play in our lives. You're invited to join in some special events at our libraries to celebrate Library Lovers Day. You can attend tea and trivia at various libraries and times from the 11th to the 14th of February. Enjoy an afternoon making friends and testing your knowledge with trivia questions. Also on the 14th of February, try podcasting for families at Coopers Plains Library between 3 and 4pm. Chat about all things books and libraries while learning the basics of podcasting. Join a book chat at Kenmore Library between 11am and noon. Celebrate this special Book Lovers Day with stories of great librarians, books and libraries. Relax with a tea or coffee and enjoy story reading at Out Loud Mount Omni Library between 10 and 11am. There's Make and Create at New Farm Library from 3:30 to 4:30pm and Sandgate Library from 3 to 4pm. Drop in and get creative with free craft activities, ideal for children 3 years and older and their carers. Bookings are required for some events, so search Library Lovers on our website for more information.
Here's some simple tips for reducing your household waste. Reduce food waste by planning meals, using leftovers, and buying in-season fruit and vegetables. Recycle household items made from paper, cardboard, flexible plastic, like fruit punnet containers, metal, and glass in your recycling bin. Order a green waste recycling bin to recycle your grass clippings, prunings, cut up palm fronds, and leaves. Start composting and food waste recycling at home with our compost rebate program. And download the Brisbane Bin and Recycling app to help make recycling decisions simple. For more information, search Reducing Waste on Council's website.
Our first Safer School Precincts program is underway in Kedron, with 3 more precincts to follow. Your feedback about living in and moving around the suburb, particularly during busy school drop-offs and pickups, helps us shape a plan to improve safety, ease congestion, and enhance travel options. Improvements could include pathway upgrades, pedestrian crossings, intersection improvements, better signage, and safer speeds. The next Safer School Precincts program will be rolled out in Mansfield. For more information, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Safer School Precincts.
This year, we're installing shade sails above 34 more playgrounds, keeping our littlest residents sun safe so play can last longer all year. New shade sails are coming to 6 playgrounds in Sandgate, McDowell, Virginia, Camp Hill and Manly West. This is the 3rd and final round of shade sail installations as part of the SunSafe Suburban Playgrounds program, taking the total number of SunSafe playgrounds to 150. More than 120 shade trees have been planted near 19 playgrounds across the city, with more to come.
We've partnered with the University of Queensland to protect koalas through our new Building Resilient Koala Populations project. The project will focus on assessing koalas in our Bayside Parklands Reserve, Chandler, and the Brisbane Koala Bushlands Burbank. Stage 1 aims to remove koala chlamydia as much as possible from the koala population in these reserves by surveying and testing for this disease. If koalas test positive, they'll receive treatment at a wildlife hospital. Koalas without chlamydia will be vaccinated, fitted with a GPS collar, and released back into the reserves. Council has also released 12 koalas into Poo Corner, which are now living across the area and Wakehole bushlands. For more information, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Koala Project.
Dogs are an important member of many local families and are a big responsibility. Be the best dog owner for your furry friend with these simple tips on responsible pet ownership. Register all dogs over 3 months old and ensure they are microchipped. Regularly check that your fence is secure to help keep your dog and community safe and prevent your dog from wandering. Walk your dog on a lead for the safety of others and your dog. Clean up after your dog. Keeping our public areas clean is a shared responsibility. Train and socialize your dog, providing mental, physical, and social stimulation. There's more than 160 of our dog parks across Brisbane for you to visit. For more information, visit Council's website and search Responsible Pet Ownership.
Grab your clubs, dust off your swing and tee off at Manipi Golf Course. Since it opened in September 2023, more than 90,000 games have been played on this stunning public course, which has transformed a former landfill site. With a 20-bay driving range, a fully equipped pro shop and an on-site cafe, it's the perfect spot to practice your swing or enjoy a round with friends. Whether you're an experienced pro or a first-time golfer, Menippi Golf Course offers something for everyone. Find out more about Menippi and our other great course at St Lucia on brisbane.qld.gov.au.
Take advantage of our free household hazardous waste days to safely and conveniently dispose of potentially harmful materials that cannot be put in regular household bins. Mark these dates in your calendar for Household Hazardous Waste Days in 2025 and visit our website for more information. The 1st of March at Willawong Resource Recovery Centre. 7th of June at Fernie Grove Resource Recovery Centre. 6th of September at Chandler Resource Recovery Centre. And 6th of December at Nudgee Resource Recovery Centre.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.